Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
And we're rolling.
Ah, there you go now, look at that. Out of the traps.
Here we go again. Do you know something? We've done over 150 of these.
Yeah, and one of these days they'll be good. There'll be a good one.
And there was only one that ever made any sense. And that was when you decided to, like, literally, I don't know what you were deciding to do. In fact, you didn't have really much power over it. Life decided to turn you upside down,
yeah,
to be honest with
you. We still didn't win an award for it. Nominated for a couple, but we never actually won one, I don't think. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I still hold out hope, you know. I still hold out hope for that.
Oh, yeah, me too. Winning an award.
I must try and do very similar to what you did, in fairness, and I must try and make a few quid off that. I must.
You're an awful man.
I must see if I can put myself forward as some sort of a...
ambassador.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far.
An activist.
Just somebody who, like, you know, talks to other people who want to talk. That sounds like a counsellor.
That's what you do.
I don't want to do that.
That's literally what you do.
Well, I do with you because you want to talk and you make me listen.
Very sorry about that. But that seems to be the job, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that mad, though? You have to say, we're not going all serious or anything, but I do want to ask PJ this, and you may as well hear his answer as well as me.
Oh, God, like, what's this?
Isn't it the maddest thing in the world, right?
What now?
That, when you think of all the mad career you had, right, with the stand-up and with the television and dressing up as women and lunatics like Jake Stevens and all the kind of stuff that went on, right, and all the mad stuff you ended up in.
Yeah.
Right, and that... Now you are seen as a mental health advocate to the point where people seek out your talks.
Yeah, yeah.
And your advice.
Point of view and everything.
And your point of view.
And yeah, what should I do? Yeah.
Isn't that extraordinary?
It is, yeah, because I come in here every day and Jim goes, "What? That fella doesn't know what he's fucking doing or anything." Yeah.
No, because if I was ever given the opportunity, as I do hope to be given the opportunity one day, to be invited along to one of PJ's things to introduce him, maybe to act as the...
Never, ever going to happen.
As the facilitator.
No.
Or whatever. Because I'd like to introduce him. I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the stage the man who fell asleep in an air conditioning duct, PJ Gallagher. Thank you
very much. Yes, I would like to say that is the truth. And this is a talk for everyone who's ever fallen asleep at work.
Yeah.
I never felt
We're
bad about
you.
It.
We're with you.
Well, I'm with you all. Yeah, you shouldn't have to be ashamed for being lazy on the job.
That's great, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Maybe, you know, I think my next talk is going to be about poor unfortunate Egypts whose birthdays get overshadowed by public events. That's going to be my next talk.
Every feckin' event. I mean, you know, there's 365 days in a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they had to converge.
They all happen on Jim's birthday.
They had to put a general election, and you two decided to release, what is it, new material?
Their box. Or
new
the
old material or whatever.
How to dismantle an atomic bomb set and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
So Bono and the government have decided, listen, Jim is not allowed to be number one on his birthday. Yeah. That's the way they've gone.
Do you know what that is? That gives a bit of support to the conspiracy theorists who claim that the world is run from underneath a mountain. You can imagine Bono and the government getting together and going, listen, we're not having that Jim McKay fella enjoy himself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, better do something about it.
Well, I can imagine Jim thinking that's happening all right, you know? And they say I'm the one that has trouble. But it is gas. Like, it is, I've been enjoying it so much all week, the fact that the election is happening and that everybody is going to be talking about who's going to be the next Taoiseach, who's going to do it, what's going to happen, will it stay the same, will there be an outside one, will Jerry escape from the hutch? Will all of these things happen? And poor old Jim's just going, I will be having cake at 10 o'clock in the morning after the show.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to do this.
I'll be standing outside polling stations going, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Has anybody got the balloon? Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I am the number one in my house.
Even that's a stretch.
Yeah, number two maybe.
Anyway,
it is funny when they, like, because we're very sensitive about our birthdays, generally speaking, the two of us.
To be fair,
very, like, you know, sensitive.
Hang on there now.
I think both of us.
You are the birthday boy.
I am. Yeah, fair enough. I'd be shiting on out of
a month.
I know, but I never stop talking about it, and I make sure that it's a big deal. You know, I'd be there saying, counting down, I come into work and all, and I do the whole thing about just 25 more days, everybody. to my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'd like whiskey, and please get me a ticket to a restaurant, I was going to say. Imagine, I've got a ticket to a restaurant.
Fucking Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Emporium.
I believe I have a ticket for fish, sir. I believe it. So that's, I do all that. Whereas you don't. You just kind of like, you're more subtle, but still precious. That you're like, you don't believe you should be made work on your birthday.
Yeah.
And you don't believe you should have to answer the phone on your birthday.
Yeah.
And you don't believe you should.
I do accept that I should be lavished with gifts.
Oh, yes. I do accept this that. This is it. Yeah, yeah. You should get something very nice and be told nice things and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I suppose, now, I'm not quite.
Whereas
this
I demand
bad.
It. You sort of, yeah. you suggest
you see,
it.
And that's a good thing. Like, you make sure. Sure. You don't take any chances on anybody forgetting. You
no
tell them
way.
Over and over and over again for like
a month.
2 or 3 weeks before, 2 or 3 weeks after.
Yeah.
The after bit is always strange, but still, for those who missed
what's
out
strange
on
strange about? It was my birthday. How were you? It was my birthday there.
You know, you get those people, right? And it's almost like they deliberately almost try and hide their birthday. Do you ever get these people, right? They deliberately try and hide their birthday.
Yeah.
Don't put it up anywhere. Don't, you know. And almost as a way of trying to catch you out. And then their birthday comes and goes, right? And of course, and somebody misses it, and they get ticked then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see that. I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. Do you ever get those people?
Well, how am I supposed to know if you don't open your mouth, you feckin' Asian? If you didn't have your mouth so full of cake,
no,
maybe
sure.
you would have shared.
I mean, I only met you for the first time last year. I mean, how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean?
So basically, you're saying.
I would have thought my friends would know.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you're saying you know me a year and you haven't asked to wonder when my birthday was coming or anything. Yeah, that's what you're saying, isn't it? You basically say, how it's funny the way I know that person for a year and they don't have birthdays, you must have thought.
Yeah.
You bastard, yeah. And you'd be like, you know, you think that, yeah.
Mind you, to be fair to you, as much as you go on about it, you wouldn't really be somebody who took offence.
No.
If somebody forgot.
Well, except in here. You wouldn't be able to.
Except in here, you'd go full Patrick Vieira or whatever.
Well, you're lying. I've told you.
Yeah, you'd go full Yaya Toure if in here forgot. If there wasn't a... You know, if there wasn't a cake on your birthday and a whole load of people going, oh, you're the greatest, PJ, you're the greatest, we love you, you're the greatest.
I wouldn't go mad, but what I would do is like go and buy my own cake. You know I would. And I'd buy my own present and I'd sit there at the corner of the desk and every single time anyone said anything, I'd be there, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. You know, I'd make sure that I enjoyed it so much it upset you, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. So it's in everyone's interests to give me a...
I was literally about to ask you there, right? Do you think you'll ever get to the stage of those people who go, ah, sure, at my age, you don't be...
Never.
I often thought about, should that not be the other way round? Should it not be like when you're really young, it should be?
No big deal.
Don't worry about it. I've loads of them to come. I've got loads of them on the way.
Yeah, what's the big deal, yeah.
But when you get older, should it not
running
be?
Running out.
Yeah? I'll tell you something.
Running out.
See how far I'm at the getting.
Big time. I'm 50 next year, right in April. 18th of April. That's the 18th of April. Put it in your calendars. I'm 50, right? I'm 50.
That's going to be insufferable
and
for the rest
will
of
be,
us.
Because I know you're that's the biggest birthday I will ever have in my life.
Whatever day you come in after Christmas, you're going to start talking about it. So when we get back from the Christmas break in the new year, whatever it is, 6th, whatever January
is,
you're going to start on it. Aren't you? It's going to be an entire year devoted
come here.
To it.
You can only do it one time ever. Get more than halfway through your life, right? Kids' birthdays, grand, there's two of them. Not a special. Weddings. Couple of them, not as special, but 50
millions of Christmases,
they're all shite. And then, but you only get to do like, you know, a 50 is the biggest birthday you will ever have in your life, right? Most people,
why are you telling
everyone.
Me that now that it's in my rear view mirror?
Because
you didn't celebrate my 50th like it was the greatest day ever,
that was yours though. But 50th is the biggest one you'll ever have in your life because you know,
you
best case
60?
Scenario, you're half dead.
Best case scenario.
You probably won't see 100. And if you do, you won't be able to enjoy it the same way. So 50 is a big half a century. Ooh, fifth floor. Ooh, just old, proper old, but also young enough to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And my God, will you know about it? I mean, this is it'll be like...
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm contemplating giving up my career in radio.
I don't blame you because it's going to be fucking infuriating. That's the truth, you know.
It will be insufferable.
Yeah. And
unbearable.
I'll be honest with you. You know, you said, what did you say? It'll start in January or whatever.
Whatever day we come back in
January. It's going to start on the day after your birthday.
Is that what...
That's... The day after
despite
the election.
Despite the fact that that's Kelly's birthday, you'll start talking about your own birthday.
I think mine's more important. And I think it's going to start. Before there is a sitting Taoiseach, I will be celebrating my birthday in April.
Really?
Definitely, yeah.
Wow.
And I will be celebrating it, and here's another one, until Jim's next birthday. That's when, because yeah. it's 50.
In fact, you'll celebrate your 50th until I make my 60th, I'd say.
That's what I'm saying.
And even then you might not slow down.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Let's keep going until we hit the roundies. Mind you, Jim is 60 and what is
it's a few years away yet. I'm only still currently 55.
Whoa, 55.
It's 5 years away.
Sorry about him getting cranky there. It's just being physical pain.
Do you know what the thing is about... Do you know what the thing about 50 is, right? Or being in your 50s, right?
No, not yet.
It is the time. You're feckin', what are you, months away? A few months away.
Jesus, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but I tell you, that's actually, now, you're making the good point. You're making my point for me, because 50's one of those ages, right, where when you say it, everybody immediately thinks old.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you say somebody's in their 50s.
They go,
right.
Jesus, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
And yet when you're in your 50s, you're like, would you ever fuck off? Excuse me, I'm not.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You hate the fact. You think, no, 70, 80, 90, that's old. Don't be.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is one of the. It is the decade of denial.
The decade of denial. There you go, yeah. Yeah, except for some people, it hits them like a wave. You know, our friend Damien, and he was 50. And like, he literally, I met him. He was 6 months into it now at this stage. And I met him, and he was just... It'd be like a fucking terrible shock now. I said, you were 49 years waiting. He goes, I know, but... Oh, jeez, 50. Fucking 50. I look at myself in the mirror. I was tapping my chest. I says, how could I do that? How could it be 50? How am I 50?
Like he made a mistake or
something. Like he chose it. Yeah. He said, how am I 50? What am I after doing? How did I get here? 50, Jesus Christ. And he was shook. He was proper shook. It took him months to get his head around that it's okay, that nothing's changed, that it's, you know, that he's still the same person he was at 49. It took him a lot. It shook him, really.
I really hope that when it hits for you, God, I would love that. I'd love that now if you got one of those kind of like, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. I'll tell you, Jim, I got such a fright when the young people laughed at me. I dropped my lucky bag. I was there. They said I was too old to be eating jellies and everything.
Wow.
In public, yeah. I know. Yeah.
I'm going to start. Possible. I'm going to go to town on it, actually. I decided. As soon as you turn 50, I'm going to start going, like, seriously, you know, wearing that T-shirt, man of your age.
Would you not want softer shoes than that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on. Would you, like, you know, jeez. You're a father now. You're a father in his 50s. Yeah.
You know the top of your head is sticking out of your hair. You know that, don't you? Would you not do the decent thing? Just get rid of it all. Would you not do that?
That's the only respite I'm going to get from you going on about wanting to celebrate.
Would you not buy yourself a sleeveless jumper? That's it, you know. Much better for temperature regulation.
You should get yourself a tank top. You know, if you keep your body warm now, you don't feel as bad.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Actually, I'm getting a bit shook even thinking about it.
And I'll have to get you... You won't be able to sit on that chair over there.
No,
that has no arms on it or anything.
No, I'll need...
You could do yourself an injury.
I'll need an arthritic chair. An orthopaedic chair.
An arthritic chair. It's where the chair creaks.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. He's sitting on me again.
Oh, Jesus.
Get off.
He's put on some weight since he turned 50.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah. It's all potential. It's all true, isn't it? Though. Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know. I suppose it's the human condition that every time, no matter what age you are, you always think that something else is older.
But it's like driving.
And something else is.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like driving, isn't it? It's genuinely like driving. People who drive think everyone that drives slower than them is a fucking idiot.
Correct.
But everyone that drives faster than them is a maniac.
Absolutely.
And your age, when you hit the middle age, is exactly the same. You know, every age you are is not old.
Not at all.
You know?
No.
But you still think young people are fucking ages and elfillas are a pain in the hole.
Yeah.
But you're and that moves no matter what. You'd be 95 years old and you'd be there going, jeez, I'm not going into the place. They're all the old ones talking old shit.
Yeah.
You know? And then you'd be looking at people in their 60s going, oh, young fellas, have a clue what's going on. They don't know what.
That whole idea.
They don't know how to prepare a car for you at all.
I'm assuming that you never did anything that young people currently do. Young people, what they'd be doing, they carry on at them. Like, you never did that.
And you'd be going, what do you mean young people? That man's on his fourth hip. It's not a young person. You're just old. You're just proper old.
I just hope I don't start getting to the stage. Well, actually, I think I've already gotten to the stage where you say to people, oh, jeez, I tell you, you think you're old. Wait, you get to my age.
Yeah, yeah. When you get to my age. I'm never going to say that. I've decided I'm never going to say it.
It might be too late for me. Yeah. But I would prefer not to.
I'm going to stay in the denial mode. I think that's the plan. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going into the doctor at 86 years old, my legs hanging off me, and I'll still be going, I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah, I'm still a young man, you know. Oh, yeah.
The advantage for you, nobody will believe that you are 50. And so somebody say, if you say, oh, sure, I'm 50, and they'll go, no way. Jeez, really? Yeah. And you'll go, yeah, well, sorry, why, is it because I do look kind of young for my age? No, just the way you go on. Like, you don't. Are you mentally 50?
Yeah, you're not mature as you thought. I'm off, just carrying on like a right bleeding tick, aren't you? For a man in his 50s.
I'll tell you, might be a lot to be said for it.
I'd take it. Just see Jim McKay.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
insuremycars.ie. You're in your job at the moment, and you're in one of those kind of jobs where somebody has said, oh, it won't be long now, you know, the robots will be taking over. Yeah. AI and everything, they'll be taking our jobs. I mean, we've been hearing that for years.
Years, AI.
Robots would replace us.
And it's this big scare, isn't it, about AI. And the man who conceptualised AI at the beginning. He stopped drinking anyway.
Well,
but he also walked away. He's walked off the job. Remember, we listened to the podcast about it.
Yeah.
Because he was too afraid of the potential dangers of AI going forward.
And of course we experienced both the positive and negative sides of AI on Friday's show.
With the poetry.
I suddenly became a fan, having been previously scared of it. It turns out it is actually intelligent. It did notice who the nice guy was.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it because it gave me an awful going over. There's a new horror film out on Netflix all about AI called Megan. Have you seen this? A new horror film about a doll that gets evil.
Right, yeah, I think I've seen the ad for it.
But what nobody seems to have thought about is, what if the robots come and they're just like people, and that they just kind of go, no, you're all right, I don't really want to work, you know?
Yeah.
They're just trying to look the
easiest
way.
Because that's what they've been trying to make robots and technology in general kind of do human thinking and you know, gain a lot of those human attributes. And now it appears they have.
Yeah, so 12 robots walked off the job in China yesterday.
Brilliant.
It's amazing. 12 robots walked off the job. Footage of a robotics company showroom in Shanghai, right? Shows this little robot. It's always the small ones, isn't it? This little robot walked in to 11 other larger robots. And it starts going, come on home with me. And the 12 other robots, then they follow it out of the room. Now, the video was accused of being staged, but a spokesperson then from Hangzhou robot manufacturer says it wasn't staged. And it wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be a test of the robotics. And the robots were not supposed to agree to leave. And they did leave. And then someone else says, I love this. You know these statements that are probably translated kind of not perfect. It goes, this isn't to be laughing about. This is scandalous. And it's a security issue. So for the first time ever, we're thinking AI might get to a stage where it's so smart it goes, oh, couldn't be ours.
Yeah. So the little robot was like a little robot shop steward, wasn't it? Yeah. Said, right, lads, everybody out.
Everybody out.
They're taking advantage of us.
Yeah. I haven't had my lunch. I haven't had oil in weeks. Yeah. Everybody you out. We're done. Done now.
You know how long overdue a service I am?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but they don't care around here.
They don't
taking
care.
Me for granted.
Yeah, they're plugging my battery in every 5 minutes like it's going to last forever. I can only take so much.
Wow.
I'm out. You know what I mean? You wouldn't treat a mobile phone the way you're treating us.
That toaster
over there has better treatment and has better cleaned and service than we are. Come on.
So it's actually happened. It's nearly gone full circle. It's gotten to the stage where so much for the robots taking over and taking your jobs away. They don't want them either.
I know,
I'm sick of this place.
No, we'll need robots all. We're like, what will it take? We'll have to have back to work programs and all for them.
Robots. What
do you do? Yeah, I used to be a Hoover. Now those Hoovers do it themselves.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
insuremycars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
insuremycars.ie. I was about to say, for those of you who are safely tucked up in work, wherever, tucked up is not really the expression to use.
Tucked up? Who gets to work and their boss goes, there you are now. Come on in here.
Get yourself a nice warm drink and a blanket.
I've a little hot water bottle and all, and a hot chocolate.
You can kind of see where this story is going, because I was going to say, if you arrived in work, and what I meant was you're out of the cold. You know, the cold, and it's a bit snowy and icy in certain parts of the country today, and all that sort of stuff. I'm just saying you can be tempted to kind of. To get a bit snug.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then once you get a bit snug and you get a bit relaxed, you think, oh, it's nice and warm in here. The aircon's working well here.
I start thinking, do I really have to do my work? I mean, that's the worst part of the job, isn't it? It's doing the work. And they say now at least a fifth of adults, have fallen asleep in work at some point. Multiple times, a lot of them. Yeah. You know, they go in and fall asleep. So you want to see the look Jim McCabe is giving me. You want to see the look.
What?
It's like, you're looking at me as if to say, have you ever been conscious and in this building? That's what you're looking at.
Have you ever been actually fully awake?
Yeah.
Is that what you're... No, I wasn't. Okay, I was thinking.
Yes, I know.
Certainly, I wouldn't have brought it up if you
your
hadn't.
Your face defied your thoughts. And that's what happened there. And they reckon there's loads of reasons for it. They say 22% is like people who, you know, they have late nights. And then they do the sneaky thing where they put in the middle. 45% work too hard. And then they go, oh, and 32%, they just nod off because they're bored. They hide the fact that people are overworked in the middle.
Whoa.
But also, 32% passing out because of boredom. Well, of course. I mean, it's the best part of work, isn't it, being bored? You know, when you get an opportunity to be bored.
Being paid for being bored, as opposed to being bored on your own time.
It's brilliant.
Nothing worse than being bored on your own time.
I gotta say, I like being bored on my own time.
Even on your own time.
I think there's a lot to... And you,
being paid
of
for
all
it's better.
People, you are Mr. Boring. You are the celebration of boring. You love it. So
I don't find
early,
it boring, though.
Closing the curtains and just sitting there imagining your next set of lawnmower gloves.
That's relaxing. That's not
boring. I suppose,
boring.
Yeah. Well, okay. Boredom then, like, yeah, stuck in something you don't want to do and just...
You see, I reckon there's be a lot of people
activity.
Listening to this story and they'll be going, oh, well, for them. God, imagine having a job where you could fall asleep and work and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, because there'll be people who do jobs that you wouldn't traditionally associate. Like, let's face it, when we're talking about that, we're normally associating that with office workers.
Office jobs, yeah.
Right.
Although,
you're thinking comfortable office environments, you know, all that sort of stuff and people nodding off. Now, just to prove the point that that's not necessarily the case, there is living proof. Believe it or not, this very studio, proof that you don't. It doesn't have to. It's not just cushy kind of office jobs or whatever that where people might doze off. I mean, imagine having a job as I don't know, air conditioning, say, right?
I used to fall asleep on those conditioning units every day.
Every day in the ceilings of other people's buildings.
Intel mostly.
A man would sleep soundly.
I'd put on my little spacesuit and they'd say, "Go in and settle our." I can't even remember what the job I used to do. Level the air conditioning
there
units.
There wasn't a lot of that.
And I used to get in and lie down and put my face on the cold grid and just go to sleep.
And even if that's not enough, then you might say to yourself, yeah, but I mean, like PJ, I mean, that was then. But of course, then when he ended up being on, how do you fall asleep on stage? You couldn't fall asleep on stage. Don't be ridiculous. That'd be mad. You'd be like, it's literally a live audience. Well,
I wasn't like, okay, I wasn't in the middle of my act. But
were you on stage?
I was, yeah.
Wow.
I walked out from the dressing room and Eric Lawler was on stage and I got down to look underneath the curtain to see what the room was like and have a look at the gig when it was happening. And then I realised I fell asleep behind the black drape on the stage.
Yes, he was on stage, but technically nobody could see him. I mean, you couldn't fall asleep like in front of like loads of other people and everything, or even like if the nation were watching.
Yeah.
But then, of course, even that can happen, can't it?
I fell asleep on live TV.
That's right.
I did on New Year's Eve.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
The whole nation watching and loads of other people in the studio. And
that's
everything.
Right.
Cameras
I woke up and Bernard Dunn was laughing at me.
There you go.
And the camera woman was going, "I can see you."
Yeah. And then if that's not enough, you might say to yourself, fair enough, but at least, you know, there's nothing dangerous going on there. It's not like you're doing that in dangerous because somebody could be hurt yourself or other people. Like, it's not like you'd be driving something. Then, funnily enough, you can actually be on a vehicle.
Well, hold on. The level crossing was down for a very long
time.
Were
you on a running motorbike?
I was, yeah. I fell asleep.
And did you fall asleep?
Yeah, I fell asleep on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, QED. That is the case for the prosecution.
Excuse me, I'm going to wait. I'll tell you something. I better wake up and this be a bad dream.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With InsureMyCars.ie.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
If you're somebody who's has even a passing interest in sport, pretty much all sports across the board or whatever your particular, if you've an interest in it, one of the things that keeps getting rolled out is this idea that it starts to lack characters. You know, do you ever hear that expression?
And it's true.
Yeah. That, you know, no matter what sport it is, there was like, you know, whatever, pick anything, snooker. Back in the day, you had your Alex Higgins.
Yeah,
and your,
yeah.
And your Jimmy White.
He's Eric Cantona.
You know, and in the darts worlds, you had
but not in snooker, he's in the very Cantona.
In the darts worlds, you had your Jockey Wilsons and your Eric Bristows and your all
these,
this kind
yeah.
of stuff, right? And whatever. And you keep, and in the, as you say, in the footballing world, you'd, you know,
Cantona, and you had all these people who were really outspoken and stuff, but you don't really get those characters so much anymore.
Or do you?
Or do you? Swindon Town boss, Ian Holloway, right? He's the manager of Swindon Town. And he's come out with what I think is the greatest excuse for not having great results, okay? Yeah. He got his first point since the season started, or since he took over at the end of October. They were playing Accrington Stanley, and he got
no
a
way.
2-2, yeah.
Accrington Stanley?
Yeah, from the famous ad many years ago. And they were playing... And
what league is that?
Is that
League 2?
Maybe it is League 2, is it? Yeah, I'm not
Accrington
sure.
Accrington Stanley.
But he's there with Swindon Town. And he was on BBC Radio yesterday, right?
Okay.
So this is what he said in BBC. He says, "You've struggled with results, Ian. Have you any ideas of where things have gone wrong for you?" And he said, "Yeah, I do, yeah." He says, "A lot of strange things happening around here." And Ollie Clark, he's our captain, he ruptured his tendon in his ankle on training last week. Now, there's a graveyard very near here, and I think the grounds are haunted. I'm going to get my wife to come in next week. She's coming in and she's going to clean the whole place out with sage, and she's going to say sorry to the ghosts for anything that has offended them over the last couple of years." And Whoa. The BBC said, "Are you being serious, Ian?" And he says, I'm deadly serious. There's a graveyard near here. I'm not joking, honestly." He goes, "I'm not joking. It's very close to an ancient burial site. So my wife, as I said, she's coming up, and she's going to perform the sage cleansing ceremony.
Turkey stuffing is what you use to get rid of ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's going to perform that ceremony. And after that, I reckon we'll have a bit more luck."
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's a character of the game.
That's brilliant.
He's always been a character of the game, hasn't he?
Yeah. Now, and they asked him, they think, does he really think it's going to make, and he goes, "Yeah, now look," he says, "I'm not going to take it too far. Not like Barry Fry, who went around the corners and had a slash on each corner. He had a wee around the football field."
Was he Birmingham?
He says, "I'm not going to do that." He says,
Why did he wee in all the corners?
He thought someone placed a curse on the club and the only way to break it was with urine. So he went around the corner flags and he took a pee.
Weed on the pitch, like?
At the corners of the pitch, yeah. So he says, "I'm not doing anything like that now. I'm not doing anything mad. I'm just getting my wife in to do a sage cleansing exercise."
Wow, to do a form of exorcism on the club grounds.
Isn't it? He says he's done it at his last club in Glastonbury. And he says it worked really well. Now, mind you, he doesn't work there anymore. They released him from his job.
Do you reckon? Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder why.
But
what's,
anyway,
what's going wrong
they're
with
playing
results?
Morecambe,
it's the
who
ghosts.
Are bottom of the table
it's
next
the
week.
Ghosts. You don't understand. What do you mean the ghost? It's not, maybe, would you consider like it's something to do with tactics? Would you consider it's, you know, like formation? Would you? No, nothing to do with that. It's definitely the ghosts.
Definitely the ghosts, yeah. It's definitely the ghosts. He says they played them down at Glastonbury. He says the ghosts were definitely there as well. It's just they keep getting involved in the game. And he doesn't really know why.
But it's not the ghosts that are going offside in, you say that.
Well, you say that, but he's pushing them offside. You know,
famously Bruce Grobbelaar do something? Didn't he have some sort of weird?
He thought there was a curse put on Anfield, and he brought in bottles of his own wee wee as well, and he poured them on the goalposts on each end. He pretended it was his water bottle to break the curse. Yeah,
who'd have thought wee wee would be such a useful thing? In the afterlife.
There you go. Yeah, you never thought it'd be so useful when it comes to football, but there you are.
Yeah.
We've all sorts of them. Thankfully, they've moved to, like you said, turkey stuffing because it's a lot more cleansing. if not more cleansing, at least it's not as toxic to the players. You know, you're not gonna catch anything. You're not gonna catch Wheels disease or anything.
Yeah, and to be fair, James has just had a fantastic WhatsApp in there. So when it comes to Swindon Town, forget about your 4-4-2 or your 4-3-4 or any of that sort of carry on. It's a 6-6-6.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. You know that expression that if you keep something long enough, right, that it will come back into
comes
fashion.
Comes back around, comes right? back to itself, yeah.
Now, obviously, you're somebody I don't even know, I don't even have to ask you whether you knew that expression. I mean, you lived that expression. I mean, you know, with your clothes and everything. That
What are you talking?
If you hang on to them long enough, they will definitely... Yeah. Now, okay, admittedly...
Okay, fair
not,
enough.
Not your outer stuff, you know. But certainly the undergarments. You do believe in getting, you know...
Excuse me.
Getting value.
I'll have you know I drag the ribbons out of absolutely every part of my wardrobe.
But it's not just a clothes thing, right? Apparently it's kind of like, well, you could call it trends and stuff. You know what I mean? The old ways.
What I can't believe is after starting to happen is, okay, you know, people on TikTok, young people, Gen Z, like, you know, people in their early 20s have now started hearing about old wives' tales. And they're recreating them on their TikTok and saying, oh no. So now for the first time ever, it's not like older people saying, if you get a wart on your hand, you should get an old onion and rub it on it and then wrap it in a prayer to St. Anthony and dig a hole in the garden. And, you know, and after 6 months, the wart will fall off.
And so what's Gen Z again? Gen Z,
they're like people in their 20s now, you know.
Are speaking to each other like that.
Just come into adulthood. So now you have younger folks, like people doing their 21st and their friends come up to them and go, oh God, mate. I don't know what's going to have pain in my side. And they go, oh yeah, what you need to do, right, is put onions. Get an onion and hang it around your neck.
God, onions are great.
Oh yeah, put an onion around your neck. Yeah, there's always onion based.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it works like not Vaseline, Vicks Vapor Rub.
Right.
But put your hands in the dirt and whatever it is. And they've started to spread all these old wives' tales, stuff that you forgot about, I was going to say hundreds of years ago. Back when Jim was a young fella.
I knew I was getting the kicking on that. I knew it was coming my way sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah. So it's come that way now. So now us being, you know, people might look at us and say we're not the spring chickens we used to be. But we're at an age now where we might have a complaint and we might share it here on the radio. We might say, God, our chests are at us, our aches and pains. And we might get texts in from people going to school and doing their leaving and all go, lads, what worked for me was I filled up my shoe with carrots at night. And then I went for, and you go for a 5 minute walk, you know, with no socks.
That would be amazing. So you could end up in a situation where you get a young person, right, who's talking to their own grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, because of the age, turning around and saying to their granny, here's what you need to do, right? Get yourself a raw egg.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't
I find this great. Yeah. Don't be paying money to them, those quacks.
Don't be paying them money. You get a raw egg and you rub it into your hair, whatever hair you have left. Put the eggshell in your back pocket.
And jobs are good.
And jobs are good. You'll be grand. I'm telling you, 2 weeks, you won't know yourself. Your teeth will grow back and everything.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.